Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 84.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 84. We have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I am your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for being here and listening. This is episode 84. This is a continuation from last week's episode talking about reharms through progression. So in this episode, I'm going to be going over the progression 3-6-2-5. I don't have many housekeeping items for you guys today. I'm feeling a lot better than I was last week. My allergies are horrendous, so please bear with me on that. But at least I'm not hacking and coughing like I was last week. That was awful. I felt bad for everyone listening, just having to listen to that. But I do feel a lot better today. So again, this we got so much great feedback on the last episode, and it was so helpful for people to see what was going on. And I think that's, you know, I think I can really relate and understand why, because when I was growing up, my career, I would hear sounds, right? I'd hear these sounds, and it's like, how do you get this, right? How do you develop that sound that you're hearing? It's like, my playing doesn't sound anything like that, right? So, you know, I'd kind of ask my teacher, and he'd kind of show me a couple things, but I never really understood, you know, I'd get what he was playing, but I didn't really get it. It's like, okay, well, what do I do exactly with that? What do I do with that information? Because it would be so random. You know, I would ask him, and he'd be like, well, you can try this, you know. And so it was kind of like this. Again, this is the reason I created Jazz Piano School. It was all pick and pull. You know, I'd pick some stuff from here, some stuff from there. And it was all very helpful. It was just connecting the pieces. Again, it's like, you know, having just 1,000 needles in a haystack from all these, you know, bits of information from teachers, and then trying to put it together all on your own, like find all those needles, see how they relate and go together, and then put them together in the correct order. It was a mess, right? It's usually a mess for most people. So, excuse me, seeing these reharms and seeing how you can move around progressions is very, very eye-opening to people, because you get to really experience the sounds, that the different sounds you can create out of just simple progressions. Like I did the 2-5-1 last week, and we were able to, take the 2-5-1, create all these amazing sounds, and you got to see exactly what type of sound, you know, obviously the flat 6 going to the 5, you know, to the 1, more of the gospel sound, right? We got to hear some of the resolutions. You know, so all these different types of things, whereas you might have just been playing a standard 2-5-1 this whole time and had no idea you could do all these movements. But that's enough chatter. Let's get right to it. What we're going to be doing, again, is the 3-6-2-5. So I'm going to do this in two ways. The first part is going to be a 3-6-2-5 for two measures, okay, where each chord is getting two beats. So three, this is in the key of C, E minor, A7, D minor, G7, and then obviously you have your 1-6 or 1-7. So building upon the principles we learned last week, I'm just going to recover them real quickly. We talked about the tritone, right? 2, tritone. And again, the tritone is a substitute for the 5, for any dominant chord. So instead of going to the 5 chord here, we can go 2-5. And that's because both of these chords share the same shells. And that allows you to alternate between the two, because the shells make up the chord quality. So essentially, you're not really changing the chord too much. You're changing the bass note, but the shells of each chord are the same. That's why they kind of interrelate and they're switchable. That's the tritone. We also talked about the relative 2 to any dominant chord. So as we use the tritone, we can use the relative 2 minor to any dominant chord. All dominant chords have a 2 minor that connects into them, right? So instead of going 2 minor, tritone, we can go 2 minor, relative 2 minor to the tritone, and then to the one, right? We also talked about secondary dominance, making minor chords secondary dominance, because essentially we're creating the same resolution. We're still creating a five to descending five, not one as in the one of the chord, but five cadence, right, or resolution. So here's our D7. We're resolving down by a fifth to the G, and then resolving down by a fifth to the C, right? So that resolution of the 5 to 5 to 1 is still creating that kind of 5-1 resolution, even though we're changing the chord quality. That's okay. That's acceptable as well. It still holds up theoretically and creates a solid bass. So the first thing I'm going to do is substitute in our 3-6-2-5 is using tritones, right? Because that's the first one of the first things we did. So again, super easy. We can go from E minor to E flat 7 to D minor to D flat 7. Right, so we're using all tritones for our substitutions. It sounds really nice. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? It's a cool sound. We can do this even slower. 1, 2, 3, 4. And try these reharms as I was playing. I was just thinking, try these reharms with different tempos, because different tempos are going to allow you to feel the sound in different ways, right? If I do this quickly, it's going to be different than when I just did it slow, right? So that is the tritone, right? Very, very simple. That's building off last week as well. I'm going to get into, let me see. I have these like three pages of scribbled notes out here, so I'm trying to decipher through them. So obviously, besides the tritone, I'm going to talk about extensions for a second. You can apply different types of extensions to the dominant chords, and that's already going to kind of reharm the tune, right? So if I go from my E minor 7 to an A7, now this is just an A7 rootless voicing, so I have natural extensions on my A7 here. I have the natural 9 and natural 13. D minor, G7, I have the natural 9 and natural 13. Now, you can mess around with reharms. I'm not going to do all the extensions because there's so many different extensions available for your dominant chords. But if we just decide to use flat nines, right, instead of natural nines on our dominant chords, it's already going to completely change your sound. So the easy way you can do this, if you know your rootless voicings, is simply flat the 9 in your rootless voicing. So instead of going to this A7 chord here with the natural 9, I'm going to make it a flat 9. All right. Ooh, so beautiful, right? Already you get like little chills. It's like, oh, listen to that, right? If I play it a little softer, a little bit more with some more elegance, right? I change one note and it's giving me this completely different atmosphere and feeling into the sound, right? So again, here's my minor. There's my flat 9. And again, my minor going to my flat 9 and then to the 1. So already I'm switching up the sound. Let's throw in a flat 13 now as well. Okay, so I'm gonna do flat 9 and flat 13. So instead of doing this, I'm gonna take my natural 13 and flat it. Easy, right? It's a piece of cake. Flat 13 up here instead of natural. Here's my natural, here's my flat 13, and 1. Again, so here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Really, really nice quality chords. Now you can continue to change all of the alterations on the dominant chords. I mean, you can mix and match, you can use flat 9, sharp 11, whatever you want. It's completely up to you, right? I could throw a sharp 11 in here if I wanted. That would be with my fourth finger. I could keep my natural 13 if I wanted. Love that sound. So again, there's so many possible combinations to explore. I'm not going to go through them all. You can do that on your own and practice all the different kinds of combinations and see what you like. But just simply, what I want you to get is just simply changing the chord quality without any reharms. We're just talking extensions here. And the greatest part is as we work through this, all these tools are available to create different options. I mean, it gets to a point where it's exponential, right? Everything is building upon itself, that if we start throwing in our tritones, then we add extensions, then we add our relative twos, then we add sus chords resolving to our dominant chords with extensions, then we add our relative minor two in. I mean, it's just, the possibilities are endless. That's why it's so great. And that's why it really emphasizes the learning system in jazz piano school that I believe to be great and very, very helpful, is that you should learn the tools of how to create these sounds, right? Instead of kind of copying, like I could have just shown you this voicing and I'd be like, here's a nice voicing over A7, right? You would learn that voicing, but you wouldn't really know how to take that and then expand upon it in tunes or on your own. It wouldn't become part of you, right? So that is alterations. If we start to make the minor chord secondary dominance now, we get into a whole nother realm, right? So here's our E7 instead of E minor, going to A7, going to D7, going to G7. And again, we can begin to put alterations on all of these. One of the nice things I like to do on a turnaround is all altered. That's a nice simple thing. So E altered, going to A7 altered, to D7 altered, to G7 altered. Now your altered voicing, right, is going to be sharp 9. I have that sharp 9 on the top and flat 13 in the middle, right here. My sharp 9's in the middle this time, flat 13 on the top. So that structure changes based on the way my voice leading is happening. A little faster, not so elegant, right? More of a beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? And again, if I'm soloing over that, nice thing, I use my voicings in my left hand. This is kind of happening quickly, so if you try and hear the bass note resolution, I can't really get both in at the same time, but here we go. So listen to that E. Kind of hear that in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so I'm using all altered voicings and all altered scale improv over that reharm, right? So the bass player would still be playing 3, 6, 2, 5, but I'm using in my left hand to emphasize or reflect those extensions. That's really a nice thing to do, is all altered voicings. Now let's get into some reharms, right? So, excuse me, there's my allergies coming out. So we have 3. Okay, now we start to get into what I like to do. It's a nice little lead-in. I actually didn't talk about this too much, but we can use the tritone of the E to lead into our 6. So instead of going E minor, A7, essentially we go E minor, B flat, A. So all I'm doing is basically essentially playing E, E, A, but I'm just using the other alternate tritone for E, right? So we know we can go E7 to B-flat 7, right? So both E and B-flat, because they're a tritone apart, lead into the A7. So we don't just have to use one. We can use both of them, right? We can use both of them because they both lead into A7. So why not use both of them, right? So I can go right to that B-flat 7. Now, this is a little tough because of your rhythmic content. As you'll see in the next progression, where we have a bar each, it's going to be much easier to use this technique because we don't have to go so fast, but I still enjoy using it when I'm comping for someone to give a little spice into my comping. Instead of just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, I can do this 1. So I used them all that time. You don't have to use them all. I went E minor, B flat 7, right, to A7. Now, again, here I'm using the tritone of A7 to lead into my D minor. A flat 7 is the tritone of D7 leading into my G7. Then finally, again, another tritone. So it looks like this: E minor, tritone, A, tritone, D, tritone, G, tritone, C. That is a lot, right? Now, soloing wise, I mean, it's almost impossible to get all of that. You know, you can't hit all those changes. They're basically almost a change of beat, right? And you don't have to use all of them. You can use a couple. I could go 1, 2, however you want to do it. You could use just the ones going, you know, I might not use B flat. I might go 1, 2. So you can use them coming down, or like I did the first time, you can use all of them. Again, that is also a lot of comping. So you kind of got to pick and choose your spots, but that option is available. I just want you guys to know that. So, excuse me. So that's a really great one. Now, we start to get into sus chords with this, right? With this progression. So instead of using, let me see. We can still expand upon the tritone, actually. So if we use the tritone of E to start our progression off, because I'm going to talk about this in the next progression, we can actually start our 3-6-2-5 from B flat. Now, I showed you the tritone progression of obviously going E, E flat, D, D flat. We're just walking down in half steps. Now, essentially, the tritone of E7, right, which we can make this a secondary dominant, is B-flat 7, right? So if we play B-flat or E, it's essentially the same thing. So I can start my 3-6-2-5 off with B-flat. So I don't need to play E. I can start off with B-flat and then simply walk down to A, then substitute the tritone of D, right, which is A-flat, go right to the A-flat, and then to G. So instead of doing a walk down chromatically of chord, tritone, we actually start on the tritone, then hit one of the original chords, then go to tritone, then hit our last original chords. You see that? So we have original chord here, tritone, original 2, tritone 1. Here we start off with the tritone, original 6, tritone, original 5, 1. Right? So it sounds like this, 1, 2, 3, 4... Really, really love that sound. I mean, it's a fantastic way to kind of spice things up. Instead of going to the 3, you go to your flat 7, right? Flat 7, 6, flat 6, 5, and then eventually to 1. All right, and again, if you're kind of playing in a blues, I'll just give you a demonstration as your turnaround, right? So you have the 2 chord. You go to your flat 7 here instead of the 1, right? Because your 3-6-2-5 is going to bring you back to the 1. So right after your 5 chord, you go to your... And then you resolve to your 1. I'll do that again in full. Here we go, starting from the 2 chord, last 4 bars of the blues. 1, 2, 3, 4... Right, so B-flat... Again, if you're comping, now what I did there, I threw in a B7. Now, the B7, okay, if you bear with me here, right, is essentially leading into the B-flat. Now, why is that? Because the B7 is a tritone of F7. The F7 resolves in a 5-1 cadence down to the B-flat, which is the progression chord we are starting on. We're getting very mathematical here in today's episode, right? So let me show you that again. So if I'm an F7 is going to resolve, wants to resolve down by a fifth down to B-flat. B-flat is the first chord in the progression that we're using for our 3-6-2-5, right? It's the B-flat 7 because it's the tritone of E. So all I did was essentially was add in another 5 chord to lead into the first chord that we're playing. But instead of playing an F7, I could also go... I simply played the tritone of F7, which is B7. Right? So B7. I have my sharp 13, excuse me, up here on the top, flat 13 up here on the top, right? Here's my natural 13, flat 13. It's such a nice voice leading progression. And again, you can voice this in so many ways. You could use some nice drop twos here, you know, doing that however you want to do it. And this is where we start to get really, it's really nice. So remember our relative 2, we still have our relative 2 tool and our sus tool to play around with. And so right now we're still experimenting just with tritone, right? We're just using our tritone. And again, you can still experiment with extensions on all these dominant chords, right? So if I switch over to my relative 2 minor, I could use relative 2 minor. I could go F sharp, B7, B flat, A flat, G. Right? So F sharp minor, B7, B flat, A flat, excuse me, A7, A flat, G. Right? So you can start to get into the thick of things. You can go F sharp, B. You can start to add a relative 2 to all the different progression, all the different dominant chords we have. So remember our progression, B flat 7, A7, A flat, G. Right? So I could go F minor, B flat, E minor, E flat, A flat, D, G, and then finally land back to C, right? So F minor, B flat, I'm just putting the relative 2 to our progression. But again, because of the way the progression we're doing, it's structured, right? When we get to the next progression, it's going to be much easier. These are all going to be a beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. It's very hard to, and it's kind of excessive if we comp like that, right? And that's a lot of 2/5s. I mean, you could. Going down to 1, right? And the same if you were soloing over that, I mean, yikes, good luck on that. I mean, that's really hard to approach. That's a resolution every beat. So, but anyway, that's something we can do. And we'll get into more on that when the progression expands. But we can also use sus chords, right? That's a really nice thing to do. So if we're on the 2 chord of our blues, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so we have the sus. I'm doing all kind of like upbeats, like da, 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 da. You don't have to do it like that too. That's just a rhythmic comping thing I'm doing. Let me see, from the 2 chord again. You could do that, you know. However you want to phrase it rhythmically, that progression, it's really completely up to you. That's adding your sus in, right? So B sus. Again, we started with just the progression of using the tritone, the B flat. So you don't have to add that B7 in there every time. I'm just kind of, experimenting with that. We could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Again, that would be more manageable to solo over too. So here we go, the 2 chord again from the blues. 1, 2, 3, 4. I switched to just left-hand voicings. Again, playing solo piano with some of that stuff. Difficult to kind of hit those. You got to play a lot of different type of stride stuff. Right, so we got our B flat 7 sus. So again, that's using your sus tool. Again, you could also use your sus resolution. So all I'm doing is resolving the 4 of every chord to the 3rd. So sus, resolution to the 3rd, right, of my rootless voicing in my right hand. Sus, resolution, sus, resolution, sus, resolution. Right? And you could do this for the other, remember our other walk down progression, right? Starting on E, E flat, D, D flat. We could do, you know, we could do our resolutions here. Or just sus chords, right? So we have E sus, E flat sus. This is a really nice register for it. It's giving us a much richer sound, kind of. And then finally down to C. I love that, actually. This, using my octaves down here with the sus, it's such a rich sound. I have my sus voicing here. And again, if you're wondering how I'm voicing the sus here, I'm taking the rootless voicing of the relative 2 minor to the dominant chord. Okay? So my E7 is here. What is the relative 2 minor of E? B minor. So I'm playing a B minor rootless voicing That creates your sus sound. You play the rootless voicing of your relative two minor, that will instantly give you a sus sound over that chord. Woo! Right, so if you're comping, you might have your sus two. And then you're back to your one chord and your blues. So, yeah, that is the 3-6-2-5 in a two-bar manner. Now, let's head over to the 3-6-2-5. I'm going to move my notes here. In a four-bar manner. Now, this is where it gets a little crazy, okay? So, just bear with me here. It might be helpful, again, to go to get the download of all the chords, of all the changes, okay? So, if you go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast84, you can get the download. You can also visit the website, jazzpianoschool.com. Just go to resources and podcasts, and you'll find the podcast at the very top of the page. You can click on show notes, and that will show you the video and the full Podio podcast, and also give you the option to download the practice materials for this. So we have a 4-bar 2-5 now. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4-1. Right? Not all the time. The quick turnaround is usually after you hit the one chord, right? So you're in the blues, right? 2-5-1. Sometimes in tunes, you know, you have your turnaround 1-1-6, right? 2-1 top. So these are the reharms that you can use when you have a longer 3-6-2-5, right? So obviously we have our tritone first. I'll go through these quick. 1-2-3-4. This is our standard tritone, right? Now most of these we've used already in the previous example I showed you, right? You can do any of the stuff I just showed you, but expand your rhythmic duration of all of them, right? So I could go 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4, right? You start to expand the rhythmic duration. Obviously, you can use your sus chords. Now, this is where it gives you a better opportunity to solo as well by using these reharms. So if the bass player is playing E, right, you can definitely use your sus voicing, whatever you want. And that will sound great over what he's playing, and it gives you more time to dig into the actual sound rather than just having it be two beats a piece, right? So you get your E sus, right? E flat sus, D sus, and then D flat sus, and then finally to one. And again, if I switch that up, excuse me, to our other reharm, B flat sus, right? And then to C. So again, B flat sus, A sus, A flat sus, G sus, and then finally to one. All right, now the fun thing here, again, we're talking about mainly, we're not really using the, here's a demonstration actually, if you remember the tool I talked about, by using the tritone of the chord you're already on. So I'm on E minor 7. Essentially, I'm going to play the tritone of that, right? A7, so I'm going E minor 7, B flat 7, just the tritone of E, A7, E flat 7, D minor, A flat, G, D flat. Now, because again, we have more room, or more space rather, rhythmically, we can add these in at a much more comfortable tempo, right? So here you go, 1-2-1-2-3-4. Right, so here I'll do it one more time. 1-2-3-4, 1-2, E flat 7, D minor, A flat, G flat 7. I like using my flat 13 on this G7, it sounds nice. You could definitely use your natural 13, D flat 7, C major, right? So that's using all the tritones. Again, you don't have to use all of them, you can just use a couple. 1-2-3-4, sit here. 1-2-3-4, sit here. and then back to one. And that's what you'd do soloing wise too. Or you could use the other way around. You could go E minor, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, tritone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, tritone, 1. So you're kind of flip-flopping, right? Instead of going E, B flat, A, you're going E, A, E flat, D. Okay? Does that make sense? Hopefully. So the other thing I want to show you, I actually didn't show you for the other process, is we can use a tritone without the chord and create a completely different progression. So if I'm using a tritone for every chord, let's say I use secondary dominance, E7, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, A7, 2, 3, 4, D7, 2, 4, G7, 2, 3, 4, 1. If I use a tritone for all of the chords I just played, we're going to get a completely different progression, right? So a tritone for E7 is B7, right? Then I'm going to use my tritone for A7. That's going to be E7. Then I'm going to use my tritone for D7, A7. Then I'm using my tritone for G, right? That's where you start to hear some of these reharms. You're like, wow, where in the heck did that come from, right? So with some of these tritone reharms, you're getting a completely different progression. I mean, we're playing B-flat, E-flat, A-flat, D-flat, 1. It's still a 5 cadence, right? We're going 5, 5, 5, 5, and then finally resolving down to the 1, right? So listen again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you hear that? So we have all tritones. All right. Now, as I said before, and again, we can use, before I get into my next point, there's just so many options, right? I'm getting amped. We can use sus chords on all these too. 2, 3, 4. Two. Right? So you're soloing, you put your sus chord in for the dominance, and then you get a completely different, it's just, you know, an awesome sound, right? So B flat sus. A flat sus, and then finally it resolves to the 1, right? So all sus chords, B flat, E flat sus, A flat sus, D flat sus, 1. Again, you can do this comping or improv. Now, to end the episode off, the next thing I want to talk about is relative to minors to the dominance. So we got a lot of different ways we can use the dominance, right? We got E7, here's our 3, 6, 2, 5, right? Now, just to start off with, I'm going to use the relative minor to all of the dominant chords. So here's our progression, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right? All of these are dominant chords. I'm going to put a relative to minor ahead of each of the dominant chords. So for that bar, instead of just having a 4 beats of dominant, I'm going to have 2 beats of its relative to minor going to the dominant. So essentially, I'm making all the 5 chords, I'm putting a 2 before them and having 2, 5, 2, 5, 2, 5, 2, 5. 2 goes to the E7, right? Our next chord is A7, so I'm going to play E minor for 2 beats and then go to the A7. So essentially, we're delaying the resolution to the dominant, right? Our next chord is D7, so I'm going to go A minor, D7, D minor, and here's our last 2-5-1, which brings us around to C, okay? So it'll sound like this. I'll do it really slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me see. I was playing a full bar of each. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. I realized halfway through that I wasn't counting right. It's really hard to count and play at the same time as I'm trying to explain these topics, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I have its relative to minor before all the dominant chords. Now, I love this form of reharm because you're creating such unique sounds. Right, so B minor, E7, 2, 5, 2, 5, 2, 5. And again, that's just using the relative 2 minors, 2 5s. Now, That came from this progression. 3-6-2-5. Now, what we're going to do is start to use tritones in relative two minors combined. All right? It's going to get a little crazy now. So, instead of going to the 6, we're going to go use the tritone. So, we're going to go E7, E-flat-7, oops, sorry, D7, D-flat-7, C, right? We're just using tritones. But we're going to take the same concept we just used of playing relative twos, and we're going to put all relative twos before the tritone. So instead of going from E7 to E-flat-7, we're going to go B minor, E7, B-flat minor, E-flat-7. You see that? So we're putting the relative two minor to the tritone. Okay? Then A minor, D7, A-flat minor, D-flat-7. Right, so here it is comping. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? You see that? So B minor, E7. Sorry, I got confused. B minor, E7, B flat, A, D, A flat, D flat, 1. Soloing, again, B minor, E7, B flat. We have a string of 2/5s going down chromatically. It really lends to a really nice reharm, right? And then we resolve finally to the C major 7, right? A little faster, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, now if you're playing solo piano, fantastic. If you're playing with a bass player, or a rhythm section, it's going to be a little tough because they'll need to follow you. Even if they don't follow you, it's still okay because if you reinforce the harmonies with your left hand strongly, right, then it's really going to bring out the sound no matter what the bass player plays. He's going to be playing some version of 3-6-2-5. So all of this is going to work either way, right? It's not like it's completely random. So it would all fit. But if he kind of has a concept of what you're doing, then that's going to be even better. Now, sorry. So we're on to the last final bit. What we're going to be doing, so we took the, let me see, E7, E-flat, D, D-flat. Now, we're going to start our progression on the B-flat. Remember, we can try to take the tritone of B-flat 7. So B-flat, A7, A-flat 7, G7. Sorry, I like using that flat 13. Natural 13. Now, we're going to do the same concept. We're going to take the relative two minors to that progression. So instead of going B-flat 7, A7, A-flat, G, we're going to go 2, 5, 2, 5, 2, 5, 2, 5, 1. All right? So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're essentially reharming those four bars all with 2/5s, right? Here we go again. One, this is improv. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. And if I'm comping, right? However you want to do it, right? Such a nice, I mean, it's just a really, really nice, fun reharm to do. Now, this is where it gets kind of fun, okay? It gets a little crazy here too, so you got to bear with me. So what we're going to do is instead of, we can use some of both, right? So we can use E7, E-flat 7, right? Now, instead of going to D, we can use the tritone of D and the tritone. We can jump up to the other tritone. So E7, E-flat 7. I'm going to jump up to A-flat instead of D and use G. So our first progression was all down in half steps, right? I'm going to go E7, E-flat 7, A-flat 7, G7, 1. Now I'm going to put the relative twos in front of those. So we have B minor, E7, B flat, E flat 7. But now, because we're using the A flat 7 to G7, my relative 2 minor is going to turn into E flat minor. Right? So here it is again. Watch the bass motion. Right? Down a half step. Now we play E flat minor. Gives it a different quality. Instead of all 2/5s, you get a nice harmonic switch of a 5-to-1 resolution, right? So B, E, B flat, E flat, E flat minor, A flat, D, G, right? Okay, here it is comping slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so I love that little switch in there. I mean, it's a slight texture, but all these little spices and flavors just add so much value, and it's such a great sound to put into your playing. Here it is one more time. Now, you can make all these sus chords with resolutions. It's essentially the same thing, but we're not having the bass motion, right? So it would sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, who loves that sound? I mean, raise your hand. Come on. That is amazing. I love that sound, right? So we're essentially not changing the bass motion at all, going from the relative to minor. We're putting the resolution in our right hand for the sus and resolving it. So sus, resolution to the third, sus. And again, all I'm doing, I'm playing the exact same voicings I used when I was using my bass note 2 to the 5. But now I'm just not moving the bass note, right? You see that? So here's my B minor 7 rootless moving to my E7 rootless. But if I just stay on E, it creates the same sound, but with a sus to a resolution. Sus, resolution. So my right hand voicings don't change. All that happens is that my bass note stays on E for the entire bar. Right? So again, if we solo over this, we get nice movements of these 2/5s, which sounds great, right? It just sounds so beautiful. Ah, I forgot my 2/5. And again, you got to make sure your brain is working at full potential, although because we have so many movements, you got to know where you're going, right? Now, that is that 2/5. We can flip-flop it the other way, right? So instead of going from our B to E7, we're going to start our progression on B flat, right? Then go to A7, okay? Instead of going to A flat, right, I'm going to jump to my other set of chords. I'm going to go to D7, D flat. So essentially we have F minor, B flat. This is with a relative 2. E to A minor to D. A flat to D flat. So it's the same thing we did last time, just flip flop now, right? 2/5, 2/5. Now instead of going down chromatically still, we've switched to our other set of chords, right? A to D7, A flat to D flat 7. All right, so here it is again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, sorry, I did the last one. My bad, that's all chromatic. 1, 2, 3, 4. A minor, D, A flat, D flat, 1, right? Soloing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, I'm screwing up. Sorry, guys. Not one. Again, after doing all these progressions and flip-flopping them, I mean, you got to practice these a lot so you know which ones your favorites are and you know which one you're going to. Here he is. 1, 2, 3, 4. A little more simple improv too. You don't have to use so many movements. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? You can do even more simple than that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? Nice and easy. So now, the last one I'm going to do, and I'm going to let you go with your brain fried, right? You're going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to quit because that's just too much, right? But take this step at a time, right? Use maybe one, get used to that, then add another sequence in. Now, we're going to use all tritones and play the relative two. So remember our sequence. I started, so here's our 3-6-2-5. We're going to use all tritones. So we're going to play B flat 7, going to E flat 7, to A flat 7, to D flat 7, right? And I'm going to put my relative two in front of those. So F minor, B flat, B flat, E flat, E flat, A flat, A flat, D flat, C, right? So comping, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? A little slower. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, because of the space you have and the timing, you have time to kind of do some, I don't want to go too far, but do some other things, right? We're going F minor, B flat 7, then we're going to into B flat. So remember what I did that a while ago when I played the B7 going into the B flat? We have enough time to add more quick one beat reharms. So instead of just going F minor, B flat, E flat, I can play the 5 going into the B flat minor. So 1, right, 5, this is the tritone of F moving into our B flat. 1, 2, 3. Right? So you're playing the 5 going into that. We won't get into that because that goes way, way deep, right? But anyway, here's our progression. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And here's our improv. 1, 2, 3, 4. Love it. Love it. Now, when you're improvising within the actual 2-5s, I mean, it comes out beautifully. I do have a really kind of strong tendency, or not tendency, but I guess love or strength with the chromatic. I love both, really. I love the chromatic. I also love the switch, the jump. Right? I do love that. 1, 2, 3, 4. I also love the chromatic. Whatever you want to do, it's completely up to you. And again, you can kind of switch and use. These are all mix and match. That's the great thing about this. You, excuse me. Wow, that came out of nowhere. I apologize. You can mix and match these however you want, right? And especially when you have a 4-bar progression as opposed to the 2-bar progression, you have so, so many options, right? You have all your sus options. You can use all your sus. 1, 2. Right? I mean, it's again, like it's exponential. Once you start to add on tool to another tool, to another tool. But again, it's about, I want you guys to understand and take home, it's about learning these tools, right? So once you kind of learn these tools, you know, again, it's like learning how to use a noun or learning how to use a verb. I love relating this back to language. If someone teaches you how to say, I went to the store in a different language, that's all you're going to be able to say, right? So if someone teaches you what store means and I went, you can, in, you know, other nouns, you're going to be able to say, I went to the gas station. I went to the car wash. I went to the movies, right? Because you know how to use I went. But if you don't know how to use that, you're not going to be able to switch it out for other things. You're not creating freedom within your language. And unfortunately, I believe a lot of jazz has learned these ways, you know, throughout different various methods. I mean, there's so many resources nowadays where you're kind of just, you know, you have to be your own teacher, which shouldn't be the way it is, right? You kind of are the one searching for information. You're the one having to find it out. You're the one having to connect everything and do all the work. And I mean, you're not the teacher, and that's okay. I want you to know that that's okay. Like, you're not the teacher, you know, and you shouldn't have to put everything together. right? So that's why I want you to learn these tools. And again, JPS, Jazz Piano School, teaches you the tools. And I love helping people learn these tools so you can take them and use them and create freedom within your playing, which completely opens up doors, right? When you learn these tools, the way that we're kind of moving through this, especially this Reharm series, I mean, you're going to be opening up so many doors to your playing through movements, through comping, through improv, instead of just learning, oh, I could have showed you a lick using these sus chords right here. Play this lick. You know, I could have showed you that lick, showed you the voicings. Then you would have learned that thing, right? And nothing else. That's it. That's all you would have learned, right? You would have learned some movements and stuff. You could basically cookie cut that into anytime there's a 3-6-2-5. Could you use it for more opportunities or the way you would want to express yourself personally? No, you wouldn't be able to do that, right? So that's why it's so important to use these tools. Learn the tools, and then you'll be able to build the house however you want to do. And that's the greatest thing about jazz is personal self-expression. All right, I'm going to get out of here because I'm losing my voice and my allergies are taking over. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, for the download material, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast84. And again, for all the podcasts, you can just go to our website, jazzpianoschool.com, and go to the podcast, and you'll see all the podcasts there available for you. So I think I'm going to do two more progressions. By now, you're probably starting to get the hang of this, right? So doing more progressions, you'll actually be more comfortable with it. Well, I'll be able to go a little bit faster too, because you're kind of seeing how everything works. But I will do some other progressions, maybe two more, and then call it quits on this series. So thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And until next time, happy practicing.